You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds came from three down to beat the Tigers on Saturday night, 7-4. They scored five times in the bottom of the third. Aristides Aquino accounted for three of those runs with his ninth home run of the season. Tyler Naquin drove in two big insurance runs in the seventh with a pinch hit double. Tyler Mahle started for the Reds and gave up four runs in five innings, but it was good enough to earn his 11th win of the season. The bullpen of Lucas Sims, Michael Lorenzen, and Michael Givens shut down Detroit over the final four innings of the game. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Chris, certainly a good bounce back for the Reds today. They had a really nice inning, stringing hits together. It was all capped by the home run by Aristides Aquino in the third, but the Reds got back to doing what they do well from an offensive standpoint, and that's pieced together some hits, and they did so with some good at-bats.
Tommy, they had a number of good at-bats tonight, and I think that is something that we're used to seeing this ball club do. I'm not surprised at all, but, you know, tonight, like some other nights recently, the balls happen to fall in on them a little bit. Then you see enough pitches, you're going to square one up, hit one out of the ballpark, and I think that was the way this offense goes.
As far as Tyler Mahle goes, he ends up giving up four runs tonight. Three of those were on one swing of the bat. He made really one mistake pitch tonight, and I thought that's kind of what burned him.
You know, it's funny how all things end up evening. I remember go back to last Sunday. He was a hard luck loser last Sunday. He went seven innings and lost that ball game 2-1, gave up only two runs in that game, and was outpitched. So he gets a loss there. Today he's credited with the win, even though he goes only five innings, gives up four runs. That's the way baseball is. It kind of gives and it kind of takes.
Well, how about the bullpen tonight? Can't say enough about the job that they did. Four scoreless innings, allowed just one hit.
Do not underestimate how good this Detroit Tiger offense is. I mean, they've got some guys in here that can hit. And you bring your bullpen in, you better be on top of your game. Tonight they were. I'd like to see a lot more just like that.
See if the Reds can do it again tomorrow afternoon. Luis Castillo against Casey Mize. Yid will have more on that coming up. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Both teams had a chance to score in the first, but neither could cross the plate. The Tigers loaded the bases with two outs, but Tyler Mahle struck out Harold Castro to end the threat. Jonathan India walked and Tyler Stevenson singled to begin the Reds' half of the first, but Matthew Boyd retired the next three Reds he faced and the inning was over. Detroit went out in order in the second, but they got to Tyler Mahle in the top of the third. With one out, a Jonathan Scope doubled. Mahle then walked Miguel Cabrera, but then struck out the next batter, so two on with two outs and Eric Haas at the plate.
Mahle again, swung on high and hard and hit deep left field, looking up is Aquino, gone. Eric Haas with a bomb of a home run, the left center field will drive in three. Mahle made a mistake and he jumped all over it. Looked like he wanted that fastball down and away, and it just floated right back into the hot zone. That's where Haas would put it if he was able to put it on a tee.
The Reds got those three runs back, plus two in the bottom of the third. With one out, Tyler Stevenson singled to right. Nick Castellanos then doubled, moving Stevenson to third. That brought Joey Votto to the plate.
Swung on by Votto, broken bat. That'll go into right field, base hit. Stevenson scores, and Castellanos held up now at third base. So Votto comes through with a base hit. Got that ball right on the knuckles, exploded the bat, but picks up an RBI.
Yeah, he did. That sawed his bat in half, but he still got enough on it to line it into right field.
And Eugenio Suarez then got the Reds' second run home.
Fastball popped up right field, deep enough to score Castellanos. Yes, center fielder will call for it. Throw to the plate. Here it comes offline, and Castellanos comes in and make it a one-run ball game. So an RBI for Eugenio Suarez, and he makes this a 3-2 ball game.
Kyle Farmer then reached on an infield single, so two on with two outs and Aristides Aquino at the plate.
Right-hander takes a shot and a rip and a home run out of here for Aristides Aquino. a three-run job, and that will put the Reds up 5-3.
Boyd trying to get a backdoor slider over the outside corner to start off the at-bat to Aquino, and Aquino jumped on it. And that's the swing you want to see from Aristides Aquino. Nice, easy, level swing, and he hammered it out of here to left field.
Well, a barrel of the bat right on it. He went down, kept his head down, and there was a no-doubter. The only question was that going to kill somebody in the left field seats?
Tyler Malley gave up a base hit to pitcher Matthew Boyd in the fourth, but he was stranded. But the Tigers did score in the fifth. Malley loaded the bases with two outs thanks to a couple of base hits and a walk. He then walked Dustin Garneau to force in a run, and it was 5-4. The bases were still loaded. Derek Hill was at the plate, and the Reds' second baseman came up big again.
Swinging, there's a ground ball. Skip to the right side. Sliding stop, India rolls over and throws in time to get Hill.
What a play by India. Wow.
Sliding stop to his left, and then from a knee, throwing out Derek Hill, speeding down the line. Dazzling play by the Reds' second baseman to get the Reds out of the fifth. The Tigers leave them loaded for the second time tonight. The Reds clinging to a one-run lead, 5-4 Cincinnati.
That would be the last batter Tyler Malley would face in the game. Five innings, six hits, four runs all earned, five walks, eight strikeouts, a home run, 106 pitches, 66 of those four strikes. Lucas Sims pitched a 1-2-3-6 for Cincinnati. Michael Lorenzen pitched a scoreless seventh and a scoreless eighth. In the seventh, he got some help from his third baseman.
Left-handed hitter swings, and that is a shot and caught. A diving catch by Eugenio Suarez. Suarez was pulled around on the shift in the shortstop spot, and he had to move very quickly to his right as he dove and grabbed that ball before it squirted into left field. And a nice defensive play. Boy, we've seen some really good glove work here by the Reds defense tonight.
The Reds added some big insurance runs in the bottom of the seventh. With one out, Joe Jimenez walked Votto and Suarez back-to-back. He got Kyle Farmer to fly out for the second out, but then Tyler Naquin delivered off the bench.
One ball, two strikes. Naquin swinging and a shot down the first baseline. Fair ball. That goes by Cabrera all the way into the corner. Here comes one run around. Votto scores. Suarez all the way from first base. He will score. And Naquin comes in with a pinch hit triple to clear the bases and make this a 7-4 ball game.
Michael Givens came on to pitch the top of the ninth for Cincinnati. He gave up a leadoff single, but then he struck out Jonathan Scope and ended the game against Miguel Cabrera.
The 1-0 pitch. Cabrera grounds it to Suarez, scoops, goes to second one, and around to first, double play. That's it. Reds win it, beating the Tigers 7-4 tonight here at Great American Ballpark, and the Reds have evened up this series at a game apiece.
Reds win it 7-4. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. For Detroit, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. Malley the winner, 11-5. Boyd the loser, 3-8. Givens picks up his fifth save of the season. Home runs in the game. Detroit hit one, Haas number 20. Cincinnati hit one as well, Aquino number 9. 3 hours and 18 minutes, 26,962 on hand at Great American Ballpark. And with the victory, the Reds are now 73-64 on the season. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
David, you talked about your team's ability to bounce back all season after a tough night last night, and then they hit a three-run home run, and you guys answer with a five spot. How big was that?
Yeah, it was nice. It was really offensively, a lot of guys contributed. Base hit by Joey, the sack fly by Gino, all that stuff really matters. The big hit, big homer by Aquino, the pinch hit by Tyler Naquin, not an easy thing to do. So offensively, I thought it was a really great night, mainly because of what you said. You get down early and then you battle back, and those games are always nice to win.
How nice was it to see your bullpen bounce back as well? Tough night last night, particularly getting Givens back out there right away, have success.
Yeah, I mean, it was set up with the start from Tyler Malley. I had four runs, may on paper may not look like his best, and maybe it wasn't, but it was still quality. It was really still a good start. The one pitch, the three-run homer, close pitch there, you know, over close to 100 pitches, the bases loaded walk, and then but he was still strong at that point and still got out of it and gave us a chance to win. And then our bullpen, just like you said, Lucas was really sharp, and then Michael with the two scoreless innings. It was nice to get him back out there. It had been almost a week. It had been a week since he pitched. And then Gibbons really made some pitches, dominated really in the to get the save.
How big was that play by India to get Malley out of that fifth?
Yeah, it was a tough play. That could have been one of those hits. John was over there, made a real nice play. Sliding play, and that would have changed everything had that ball getting into the outfield. So defense came up big in the infield today. Gino had a nice diving play. That was a big part of Tyler getting out of it. But a good game. Like you said, we bounced back after getting down, and it was a nice win.
This three-game series against the Tigers, as well as the Reds' six-game homestand, comes to an end on Sunday afternoon. Luis Castillo goes to the mound for Cincinnati, looking for his eighth win of the season. He'll be opposed by right-hander Casey Mize. We're on the air with the pregame show at 12:40. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10. And once again, the final score on Saturday night, the Reds beat the Tigers 7-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.